Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 9th, Wednesday, 2019, Day 9. Today's topic: God opens my eye to see His provision. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 6 verses 4 to 10, Genesis chapter 20 verse 1 to chapter 22 verse 24. Matthew chapter 7 verses 15 to 29, Proverbs 2 verses 16 to 22. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, God opens my eye to see His provision. Do you believe that God will listen to your prayers in tear and accept your cry? Let me tell you very seriously, He surely will listen and accept. Because that is the promise as in today's Psalm 6 verses 4 to 10. Also, it is what Hagar's experience in Genesis chapter 21 verses 15 to 20 and Abraham's experience in Genesis chapter 22 verses 1 to 18. When you pray in tear, God will open the eye of your heart and also your physical eyes to see His provision. Hagar saw a well of water so that she and Ishmael did not die of thirst. Abraham saw a ram in a thicket so that he did not kill Isaac to make an offering to God. What is the secret to have God's provision? I think the answer is in Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Jesus says in today's Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, about who is a wise man who can enter the kingdom of heaven. It is the one who hears Jesus' words and put them into practice. The reality is so many people only talk but cannot really do it. We withhold so many things God commands us to give up, to let go. That's why our eyes cannot be opened to see and to receive God's provision. What a waste. Let us pray. Dear Abba, thank you that you have not withheld from us your Son, your only Son. Help us to learn from you this lesson of faith that we won't withhold anything you command us to let go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, have you withheld many things God wants you to let go? If you have, why you are not willing to let go? How can you have faith to let go? Number two, have you experienced God opened the eye of your heart, your physical eyes, and His provision. If you do not, what do you lack? Number 3, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.